This Anzac Day will mark the centenary of the battle for Villers-Bretonneux in France. Australian, French and German musicians have created a musical requiem to commemorate the diggers who served on the Western Front. Chris Latham is a resident artist at the War Memorial and is the director of the requiem. Welcome to RN Drive.
Oh, thanks so much, Patricia.
So what's the Diggers Requiem all about?
Well, it's about trying to figure out how to leverage all of the deaths of the First World War to make something positive, because one of the great sadnesses of the First World War is that the League of Nations fails during the Treaty of Versailles, and we're complicit in that because Billy Hughes blocks the racial equality clause. And so the chance to end, you know, to have a war that would end all wars and to achieve a lasting peace is lost. They do it all again a generation later. And so in some ways, it's just trying to figure out how can all of that loss, all of that suffering be leveraged into something very positive now. So the architects of global peace these days, it's largely the countries that were involved in the First World War. So the Europe, the Commonwealth countries, America. And as a result of that, we're trying to create very strong symbols now to show that it is possible to forgive the past and to use the past in some way as a symbol of our commitment to actually achieving finally a lasting peace.
How do you go about the research to put this together? I mean, how do you personally navigate this? Because it's a very rich history and there is so much to navigate.
It's funny, you know, I didn't realise until I was quite recently, probably 10 years ago, that I was very much a victim of propaganda, that we have, my generation, you know, I'm a boy, I was a bloke growing up in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, we were brought up on war movies, and, you know, we thought ill of the Germans because of that, and but, you know, a byproduct of that was that I actually learnt a lot about it, just sort of by absorbing it. As an adult, I came to learn it more from a historical point of view, as a historian would. And then as an artist, I came here just over and over again. Like, I've been coming three times a year for 4 years or so, and all of the movements have been done to mark these battles at their anniversaries. I've gone to the battle sites. I've been there to play the works on the centenary. And we make them first as templates, little small versions, you know, for 5, 6, 7 instruments, that sort of thing. And it was all really a slow building process. But I've got to say, the first time I did the site visits in the Somme, I was utterly overwhelmed. I got to the point where I started choking in sadness. I had noted all the deaths of all these Australians and all the other soldiers. And I remember when the number got over 100,000, I simply became unable to function. My mother came and found me, and I was crying uncontrollably. I didn't know what to do. I didn't, as an artist, I didn't know how to respond. And there didn't seem to be anything you could do that would be enough to be able to speak to it. And so finally, she said, look, let's go and find your great uncle. And so we went to Villers-Bretonneux, and I didn't even know he was there. And we found his grave on Easter Sunday. And it was this very strange feeling that from death came new life, because I found a whole part of my family I didn't know. He was a very serious war hero. He'd been an artist who hadn't particularly succeeded in life and then had gone to war and been very brave. And it was just totally unexpected. And I think that actually that sign gave me the courage to continue, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to having done it. Sometimes you can look back in life and what had seemed to be a sort of a very strange path that didn't lead in a particularly straight direction, you look back and you suddenly see the logic of it and all these threads come together. I feel like this is the work I was supposed to do.
And to discover that link, which you had no idea about, how has the connection influenced your work at the War Memorial as well? I mean, what's involved in being a musician in residence at the Australian War Memorial?
Well, this isn't meant as a criticism, it's a statement of fact. But Charles Bean didn't like music. He just, you know, some people don't. And he was absolutely impeccable in his work. But he had this blind spot for music, so they never collected music. And they had this amazing visual record, you know, photographs, paintings by the best artists that were living at the time. And essentially my work is now is to complete that record, but with music. So the first thing I do is, you know, years and years of research, finding all the pieces that were written there. So that involves uncovering the Australian composer Frederick Septimus Kelly. I've done, I think, 8 years of work now on him. But then there's also the case of just trying to find pieces where there are no representations for these battles, to try to find the right composer and to match that composer with a brief so that we can actually create works that can stand for these events. And, you know, that's just to be useful. I quite like the idea that instead of writing music for people who like Australian music and are involved in the arts, we're writing music for the Australian population just to be useful.
I want to thank you, Chris. It's been a great conversation. Thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Chris Latham is a resident artist at the War Memorial and is the director of the Diggers Requiem. We've got a bit of music we were just talking about to play for you now. This is Nigel Westlake's I Was Blinded But Now I See from the Glass Soldier Suite, which has been taken into the Diggers Requiem. Enjoy. You're listening to RN Drive.